the meeting of executive board last night and the parliamentary Labour Party, after I was following a consultation with members, so there was an overwhelming kind of response from members of the party to say that we would be supporting, they'd be very happy to support Catherine. Like, Catherine, I know she's a member, has been a member of the Labour Party in the past, and there's, you know, and then she left the party, but like, she's a candidate of the left. She's a fantastic track record in support of human rights and justice and equality. She's a huge, strong voice for peace. So, yeah, so we've decided to back her, and I'm delighted to be doing so.
It seems to be very much the playing out of what many people predicted at the start. If there was to be a successful candidate from the, dare I say it, opposition parties, it would need, that candidate would need universal approval. Is that the way you see it?
I mean, Michael Dee has such a strong history. You know, we are so proud of him. You know, and he, of course, he was a Labour Party nomination, Labour Party TD. But we, like, we're so proud of him. And, like, and I think Catherine will be able to follow on with that. Like, she's, especially in the moment, I think the times are so turbulent that she's a very strong, clear voice for standing up for ordinary people, standing up for peace. And I think she's shown a really good track record of that, you know. And I think it's important to show that, like, and I think as a party, we've been calling out to have a kind of a, an allegiance, or kind of, you know, that together that we have an alternative government to the government that we've had over the last 100 years of Fine Gael, of Fine Gael leading it. And we think it's really important that there is going to be a centre-left government.
She seems to be able to draw support from various parties already. She had the backing of the 100% redress group in Donegal. So she seems to have this appeal that's going across a wide spectrum.
Yeah, and I think she's got a very good track record. You know, she's a very strong track record. Like, she was fantastic, and we'll say, in the mother and babies homes and in Motum. She's such a strong and consistent voice for Gaza and for around the Triple Lock and containing her neutrality. So she's a smart woman. She's experienced, and I think she'll be a fantastic candidate.
And the fact that she previously was a member of the Labour Party, was it discussed in any way that there was any reservations about that, or was everybody just quite happy to move on?
Well, there was some, I suppose. There was some, you know, there were some reservations about, you know, that. And I think when someone leaves the party, there's always a bit, you know, a bit of that. But I think the vast majority was time, you know, that's been a long time ago, and it's very much time to move on. And that for us to all unite and know a very strong and very, I think, would be a fantastic president, a very strong and very credible centre-left or left-wing candidate.
Would there be any surprise maybe that the Labour Party were not able to put forward a candidate of their own?
Well, in fairness to our party leader, Pat Batcher, she did. A number of people approached her. She approached a number of people. And we don't have, that didn't come about, you know. But we don't have the numbers ourselves for nominations. You need to have 20 or office member numbers. And we don't have that. We only have 13. So we could have looked. And I suppose, you know, Labour has had a very strong tradition of winning presidential elections between Michael Dee for two terms and Mary Robinson. So, you know, more than anyone else, I think we've had a very strong success. And that's why we're very happy. That's why we took our time when, you know, very much as a Democratic Party, that membership was really consulted in this about who we are going to support. And we took our time in doing it. And I'm delighted with the outcome last night.